Online Podcast 197
Langit biru, langit biru kita. Langit biru kita.
Stars.
Whoa.
I'm recording.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it's for airplanes. That's why it's got the other colors swinging around.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
We're looking at what ocean? The Atlantic Ocean. Is that the city over there? That there's a glow?
Yeah, that would be... What is that? Is that Morehead City? Or did we already go through Morehead?
Morehead goes over there.
Okay, so that's the other one. What is that? Over there.
Oh yeah, this Swan something.
Is it? Swansboro?
Maybe.
It's heading down toward... I think there's one.
So we're here on vacation. Thanksgiving vacation in North Carolina. And is that a light? Or is that a reflection?
The reflection
from
the boat.
Oh. And so we are, there's no light directly in front of us. So you can see it's all dark. And you hear the crashing waves.
Comes aloud when I'm dead.
But we can see the stars clearly. Even though there are some city lights. It's very clear, there's no obstruction at all. Pretty much you can see from horizon to horizon.
Shut up.
You can see from Verizon to Sprint.
You can see from Verizon to Verizon.
There are the Pleiades. Straight up overhead. It's the cloudy group.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that.
If you look off away from them.
What is that?
The Seven Sisters, the Pleiades.
I know that one. The three
dots.
That's
Orion. That's his belt.
Yeah. That one I know. I'm a little cold. But it's nice to see the stars. Let's sit here. Oy! We don't get to see stars like that in the city. It's actually not very dark, or maybe my eyes just adjusted to it.
The orange one. Maybe Venus? I don't know what the stars should be like.
Oh, should have brought our star thingy.
A book.
No, our... Oh, but that's gonna be crazy to travel with. Our stairs... What is that thing called?
Telescope.
Telescope.
Wouldn't that be cool to have for this
stuff? Yeah. Because there's nothing to block it.
Right here.
Yeah. So I grew up sort of on the beach.
Is that why there's always sand in the shoes?
Yes. But there's always islands.
Let's see what the stars look like over here.
Where? Are they bright over there?
Oh, there's only two
apartments. Hey, let's walk down the stairs because it's darker. I hope there's no like creature that comes out at night.
Giant squids.
I don't care about squid. I eat squid.
Crabs.
Oh, it's nice. It's suddenly it's darker.
Apartment lights behind the dunes. The apartment's next door to our house. I need to step down.
Will we get sandy? Can we knock it off? Is it wet?
No.
So we're working on the sand now. We're getting closer to the water. I don't want to get sand in my pants, in my shoes. I could barely see anything.
Where
did the moon go? I don't see the moon. Oh, this is fun. I don't see much of anything. But we're getting closer to the wave. The water, if you can hear it. Is it wet? Oh, well, this afternoon. I don't think the tide ever got up this high.
Well, you can see where the sand's dark.
Oh, so it's never that high. It was sort of about...
We're still coming into high tide, I think. See, high tide's in like another 20 minutes.
It's very dramatic in Malaysia. You can, like, you know, some islands all of a sudden become land.
Pardon?
Like the islands that's far off,
uh-huh.
It just become connected. Yeah. Oh,
that's at low tide.
Yeah, low tide. It's very dramatic. And then you can walk into the area and actually dig out clams and stuff like that. What you like to do? Oh, the stars are so gorgeous. We don't have good cameras to snap pictures off though. Airplane. Is it airplane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty look, a pretty house. Our house is pretty from here. Not our house.
An airplane? Okay. Are those moving? Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda. So one time my brother and several of his friends walk out to the during low tide time, they walk out, and as the water's coming back in, there's an undercurrent, and they were trapped there, they couldn't come back. And he and another friend were both in the water for a long time, but luckily they have another friend who I think swam back. He was like a lifeguard, and then got a boat and come and rescue them. They try to walk back. It's very shallow. It's like about knee high,
uh-huh.
The water. But every time they they try to take a step, but they're on the same spot because sandy keeps the undercurrent keeps pushing them back. But the surface is very calm. What day is today? Friday. Mm-hmm. Kinda, you can kind of hear the wave crashing from left to right. I thought it's windy, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
Stepped on sand for so many years. So it was except for the sand dune in Colorado. So many stars. Can we still see meteor shower?
We might see a random one. The big shower is over.
I want to see it. So many airplanes.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw one. I saw a shooting star.
Mm.
Should I make a wish?
Sure. You're cold.
I saw a shooting star. And it was in the plane. It'd be nice to get like a sleeping bag.
Water's creeping up closer.
Oh, is it coming up? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it is closer now, isn't it? Shooting star, show me. So many airplanes, distracting. Where's the moon? It's not cloudy at all. And right in front of me is the ocean, is the Atlantic Ocean, and it's just completely dark, and I can see all the stars all the way down to the horizon almost. But there's no moon. Bruce walked back a little bit, so I'm gonna go meet up with him. It's a little cold. So you're hearing the ocean behind me now. I'm walking back up to the beach house. We came here for Thanksgiving. Me, Bruce, and his family. We had a great time. Wonderful seafood, oh my god. So good seafood. I hope I don't carry too much sand with me. What you looking at?
It's like Christmas lights, but it's just lights going through that trellis.
Oh, from downstairs. Okay. Thanks for coming with us to the beach and to the sea. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And had time to be reflecting about what you should be thankful for. I sure have a lot to be thankful for. Probably kind of boring for you, but maybe a little bit of a soothing, calming soundscape for you that you probably are listening to this on a Monday, coming back from your Thanksgiving holiday. My face is a little stiff from the cold. Still no moon, where's the moon? Oh, the stars. So beautiful. Oh, and by the way, as of today, I heard that I heard from Rito yesterday. On Thanksgiving night, I got an email from him telling me that Rito is one of my listeners, and also through my show, found out about Tranny Rack, I think. Yeah. And actually visited with Rebecca Nay, and she's doing fine. She was complaining that her hospital bed was too hard. But she's doing fine, and I read online, you can go to trainingrec.com and get some update from her friend who's helping her posting all the her updates. Internet connection is kind of limited and also expensive apparently, and so she's not uploading anything yet. But the tube from her breast is out, supposedly. I think that was from, I don't know where it was from, but you can go to trainingrec.com and listen to her update there. That's all Thank you for coming with me, and thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and thank you for being my listener. And, of course, well, before I end, though, I do have one thing to say. Sometimes life is complicated. Sometimes we have ups and downs. Sometimes we have friends. Sometimes we don't. It is the time where you feel like you're the loneliest that friend comes in handy. Feeling lonely is a feeling that nobody wants, and I feel bad for people who feel that way, and would try to do as much as possible to be supportive at that time. My face is stiff. So be thankful that you have friends, and even great friends, even best friends, are not always perfect. Your lover, your partner, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they're not all perfect. In fact, I don't think any of us out here are perfect. I was telling a friend that the right one, when we're talking about a partner in life, a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you accept the person for who they are, good and bad, and you find the right person when you yourself, not the person, is perfect, but when you yourself is ready to accept both the good and the bad, that is the right person. And that it doesn't mean that the person has only the good virtues or the good things that you're looking for. It means that you found the person that you're willing to accept everything of his or hers. But crucial, it's nice, it's good, it's great to have a lover, but it's great to have a partner. It's also very important to have supportive friends around you. And that's something that I'm very thankful for. All my friends surrounding me. And there's many of them trusting, because it's gonna take a few people to wrap around me, if you know what I mean. Especially after Thanksgiving. Fat joke, of course. I've been eating pretty well, a lot too, without feeling much stomach discomfort, so I'm actually a little bit thankful. Happy that it didn't really give me much trouble. I want to say thank you to the gay expat for warning me about, or give me some information about my stomach condition. Remember I was telling you that I feel like I have gastric bypass surgery? So So the gay expert was telling me some information about that, about what to look out for, so that it's not something major or serious. Oh, and also gay expat also asked me to post the, I was sending him the Google image that I found when my brother and I were looking at Google Earth on our computer, and we found over the Gurney area in Penang, on one of the pictures, captured by the satellite, one of the satellite images, actually captured a plane. If you haven't seen that, you want to go to the website, my website, onlinepodcast.com. And the gay expat actually encouraged me to send that to Boing Boing. I don't think they're gonna do whatever, but who cares? It's really nothing major, but... So go check out the plane. And thank you for listening and for all your support. I hope I'm still recording because my battery's low. Let me see. Yeah, I am. And don't forget to smile, ladies and gentle whores. Bye. I need to knock the sands off myself.
Langit biru kita.